This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Hitch it up, because it's trailer time here at Marvel Movie News. We finally got it, the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. We're going to talk about that, whether Black Widow might be rated R when it hits the big screens. Is there an X-Men series in development for Disney Plus? All that and more today on Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Oh, good afternoon to you, our merry Marvelites. Welcome Woo! Back to the studio. I'm Zach Wilson. Amy Cassandra Martinez is here.
Yes, I'm here. Woo!
Oh, we have got an episode today. This is episode 210. We are coming to you live from Venice, Italy.
Oh,
because that's where Spider-Man is set, which is a weird choice, but that's what's happening. We're going to talk about that. So much more. Quick, some stuff that you can do to help to keep up with the show throughout the week. You can follow the show on Twitter at Marvel News PTN. You can also follow Popcorn Talk, our network, at The Popcorn Talk. If you can, find us on YouTube at youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork. Go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, review, all that stuff helps us out in a big way. Let's get started on this episode.
Let's do it.
Also, let's show some love to Colt Badeau's tweeting from the Star Jammer. Thank you, Colt. Let's talk about this Spider-Man trailer.
You know, I do have to say, I need to get more Spider-Man shirts because this is my go-to, but like, geez, there's so much Spider-Man stuff. But yeah, I'm so excited.
That's true. I have like a couple Gwen pieces, but today I'm rocking my Ghost Rider jacket.
Yep. Basically, people like it.
Mainly because this is also a waterproof jacket.
Oh.
So I wear it when it rains, and it's raining a lot here.
It's pouring, guys.
Yeah, it's
so
almost
intense.
Like we're not in LA. It's almost like we're coming to you live from Venice, Italy, where it rains a lot more. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Venice, Italy, let's take a look at that trailer. We're going to talk through it, and then we will dissect it. Oh, there's so much to unpack in this trailer. Let's take a look.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
I mean,
so this is a huge, this scene feels really innocuous, but huge implications from everything here, because like not only like obviously Aunt May knows, but this cute, adorable...
What just happened? Yeah, I love it.
But we'll talk about it because just the check itself has implications for Endgame, which we'll talk about. Selfie.
Great. In the background, you can see that
they actively cut his birth year off of that passport.
I just want to go on
what?
We'll take a look at it.
Europe doesn't really need a friendly neighborhood spot.
Leaving the costume behind.
That's a choice.
Ben... Parker got a middle name on the suitcase.
Therefore, okay, I have value.
She doesn't have it in the comics, apparently.
I'm messing with you.
This is cute.
You look pretty, too.
I just want to spend some time
adorable.
With I think she really likes you, dude.
That reminds me of when I first fell in love.
Oh, this, though. This part terrified the crap
out
of me.
This is Spider-Man. Like, super fun. Like, we're having a good time. And then the world catches
so
up
nice
to him.
To
yeah.
Meet you
realize, Spider-Man. Hey, not everything's
And this
on
is also rainbow. Just like Nick Fury ties all the MCU You're together.
Put some clothes on.
So, like, seeing him with Spider-Man
is
like...
Is he going to be okay
like that? Might want to turn him over so he doesn't swallow his tongue.
This
the music cues! The music cues!
Yeah. This is where it really takes the shift in the trailer. Awesome. Obviously, we'll see how dark it gets.
I just, like, I lost it over the music in these things. All right, we got
Maria.
So Elementals. Oh, so that... So, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Are you going to step up or not?
Yeah, we'll step up for sure.
I'm not stepping.
I'm scared.
No, I'm in the other direction. I'll fight right alongside.
I don't have any powers.
What are you gonna do about it?
With no powers comes no responsibility, Amy.
Wow, that's a let's
boom. Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
Part of this.
I'm so
really fascinating.
Look at that.
Fishbowl. Fishbowl.
Sorry, podcast listeners.
I was freaking out so much the first time I saw it.
Oh,
who is that guy?
He's like Iron Man and Thor rolled into one.
He's no Spider-Man.
What is it with you and Spider-Man?
What, he looks out for the neighborhood, has a dope suit, and I really respect him. Sup, dickwad?
Boom.
Yay! Crap, that was a lot.
The first time I watched the trailer, I was just watching it, and then I had to run out the door to go to work, and I missed the fact that we actually saw the helmet. I was like, oh, we didn't see the helmet yet. And then I was like, no, absolutely we did.
But yeah.
I looked at it the second time, I was like, oh, yeah, very clearly. I was just so excited, and I think mm-hmm. I was staring at his beams more than I was looking at him. I love that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
What did you enjoy the trailer?
I freaking did. Yeah, I did a trailer reaction video, and I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this, but when you first see a Marvel movie trailer and it ends, you're kind of just like left there like, holy moly, there was a lot to unpack there. And you obviously like some of us go back and, you know, try to really dissect every single frame. Some of us just watch it maybe one more time. But there's something about these trailers that they're always so freaking good. And there's so many gems. And I know people like, you know, have really gotten into like, oh, hey, well, this means this. This means this. It's just a lot. And I love it.
It got me really hyped for the movie. Like I said, the music in it mm-hmm. was perfect. I don't know actually offhand if Giacchino's back.
Yes.
Great. I love Giacchino.
He's
one of my favorite composers. And I love the way that he did in the first movie. He's using that Spider-Man classic song but mm-hmm. rewriting it in these big orchestral pieces mm-hmm. and it like activates every exciting part of them.
Did you notice that? So we started with I wanna be sedated, that, and then as soon as Ned gets sedated we go into the next one.
He wanted to be sedated. He's just so excited to meet Nick Fury. He's like, sure, dart me.
Sure, yeah. But yes, there was a lot of like little things. I know, I don't know if you want to just go ahead and jump right into it, but...
let's take a look at some of these pictures as we go. Well, actually, before we do pictures,
yes,
because the one thing I will say about this trailer that I'm a little nervous about is I feel like I can already, and this is the same way I felt about Homecoming, because this is Sony cutting a trailer, not Disney.
Yeah.
And there's a key difference that Disney Marvel has been really, really good about hiding the true plots in their trailers. Like Endgame, where they've said that it's only the first 15 minutes. And like, mm-hmm. that's not always true for all of their movies, but like usually you can't really piece together everything from a Disney Marvel trailer. Sony doesn't have the same restraint. And Homecoming, by and large, Homecoming spoilers, the only twist that they managed to keep out of there was that Liz and the Vulture were related. That one still surprised me in the theaters. But I feel, and so I'm hoping that there will be some kind of twist. But we'll talk about like what we think the story is after we look at the photos. But I feel like I know the whole story from watching this trailer.
Mm.
But let's talk about that in a minute. So like when we open up, like so we see this check that Happy is carrying because signed by Pepper Potts for $500,000. And it's the fact that it's signed by Pepper Potts has interesting implications, because is she, and there's enough doubt, but is she signing that check because she's the CEO of Stark Industries because Tony sort of made her that before? Or is it because it's on behalf of Tony Stark's foundation because he didn't make that Endgame?
But either way, are we thinking that Pepper's gonna make it? Them?
Oh, I think Pepper's pretty safe.
Yeah.
Well, that sort of is implied here.
Right.
That Pepper Potts is alive and well during Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
But like, we don't even know where Pepper Potts is. I think she was confirmed by just the Russo brothers as having survived the snap.
Yeah.
So regardless, like we haven't seen her in the trailers, but I think they just told us like, oh, she was one of the people that made it through the decimation.
Yeah.
But so she's around. Pepper Potts is around during this, but we don't. But we don't know if Tony Stark is around.
Yeah, and we'll get. Yeah, I have a lot of theories about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is the time. But
well, okay. Well, here's the thing. So later, Nick Fury's telling Peter, "Hey, like, we're counting on you. Blah blah blah. You're a or you something about like being alone or like you don't have anyone else." So in my mind, Stark is gone, like gone, and that's why Peter doesn't even want to take his suit. He's just like, I'm done with it. Like, I had a mentor and everything was fine, and then everything went to crap, and then, you know, we got snapped away and now here we are. So yeah. Stark is for sure done. Did you like that sound effect?
I there's some rumors about, I won't say what the rumors are, so you can look at, there's some rumors about how Robert Downey Jr. might be involved in the future of Marvel movies that I really like the ideas of. Mm-hmm. I still think he makes it out of, I still maintain my theory that I think Tony Stark makes it out of there in one form or another to continue on.
Yeah.
But I still think Cap is dead.
I think both are gone.
No.
Yeah.
I think one of them has to stick around at least in some form.
Well, Tony could be like in a Jarvis kind of form.
Yes, which has comic book. That was the rumor.
Oh,
I think it was just it's a theory. okay. Because Tony Stark has existed as an AI recently in the comic books, and then he came back for real. But so an AI Tony Stark, like instead of Karen, living in Spider-Man's suit.
Oh, see, I like that.
Uncle
that makes
Tony,
me slightly happier.
He's just like talking to his suit. Hey, Uncle Tony. Oh, that'd be funny. Next photo that I pulled was Spider-Man taking a selfie. Do you think Spider-Man has created an Instagram account for himself? Like, does Peter create a Spider-Man Instagram handle? I feel like absolutely.
I mean, yeah, but I wonder, because if he doesn't, it's interesting because something happened between that shot, that scene, and then him going to, you know, Europe.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I don't want to take the suit.
I think he just wanted a break, is what he was saying. That's what, and I really love that idea that he's just like, he still likes saving the day. It's not like it's not the Spider-Man No More storyline,
okay,
but
yeah,
it is him just being like, look, we all need time off from work now and again.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter's just like,
true.
I need a break. I'm going on vacation. I actually want to vacation. It's like, you know what it is? It's the equivalent of taking or leaving your laptop when you go on vacation.
See, I would say that, but also my laptop sucks. I would say looking at your emails.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same.
See,
yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's like, if I'll have access to that stuff because I have my phone, but if I have my laptop with me, it means I can do legitimate work. Like, my laptop, I can edit on here, I can do Photoshop, I can write things, like, everything I can do on there. And I can do a lot of that stuff on my phone, but not effectively. So I've decided not to work if I leave my laptop at home.
You heard that here first, guys. If you want to take a break, leave your laptop at home.
Do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really want to see Spidey Instagram.
I mean, I wonder, they're probably
plus he could probably get sponsorships. You know, a Spider-Man account is like doing real well. He's got plenty of followers, so he could get those social media deals.
Swipe up.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun. I would like that. Yeah.
It could be the modern day equivalent of him selling his photos to the Daily Bugle. Mm-hmm. Is him selling out on Instagram.
Hashtag sponsored. Hashtag ad.
Oh, God. Yep. Pretty much. So the passport puts his date of birth as August 10th, mm-hmm. which was the first was the publishing date of Amazing Fantasy 15, first appearance of Spider-Man. But where you would see a year next to these things does not exist. Because with Marvel, like, you don't want to lock yourselves into that. They got in so much trouble the first time they acknowledged a year difference with Spider-Man Homecoming, like 8 years ago. And then it broke the timeline.
You know, I didn't... I paused on this frame and I was like, yeah, everything looks good. Okay, cool. Next frame. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
this next photo I pulled just because it makes me happy. And I know Christian Blatt is here outside and it makes him happy in the same way. Confirmation, Spider-Man is a Mets fan. Because he's got a Piazza pennant on the back on his wall. He's from Queens, so of course he's a Mets fan.
Of course.
But it makes me smile.
I like that.
So I grew up a Mets fan. I'm a third generation Mets fan. I just like that Spider-Man's a Mets fan. Down with the Yankees. Moving on. We don't even need to. I pulled a photo of Nick Fury because he looks cool.
Okay, so when you first saw Ned get hit with something, were you concerned for his safety? Or were you like, oh, he's going to be fine?
No, I assumed it was Fury.
Okay. Okay, only maybe because, I was the only one.
I knew that Nick Fury was in this movie, and it just is like, yeah, that adds up.
Yeah.
This partially is just like, I know who the main villain of the movie is. That's not, like, I know Mysterio's in this movie. That's not Mysterio's style. Nick Fury's in this movie. That is his style.
Yeah.
Now we're getting Nick Fury.
Yeah.
I love Samuel Jackson. This role is so good. But the suit, we could take a look, because this is the slightly different suit. It's much more in line with Amazing Fantasy Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Like that first Ditko drawing. It's the blacks instead of blues.
Yeah.
On the suit. You got the big web arms. Like this looks like a Ditko suit, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just nerding out here, guys. Sorry.
Okay,
so the elementals, and like apparently that's Maria Hill.
Yes.
According to Amy.
Yeah, yeah. Someone, I do trailer reaction videos, so I did react to this trailer. It's up on my channel, youtube.com/AmyCassandra. And yeah, someone was asking, like, who is that? But that is Colby Smulders. That is Maria Hill. On her Instagram. Yeah. She said, hey, that's me. So that's her.
Yeah. But so we look beyond that, and this is where it starts to get interesting, because we have the little earth-based monster. Now we have a fire-based monster. Mm-hmm. And then we have this water-based monster who we've
Avatar.
Seen plenty of.
Just kidding.
Tom Holland referred to these. Minor spoilers that Tom Holland slipped up on, probably. He referred to these guys as the Elementals, which is a comic book thing, but I don't think they're even, they're so far away from everything going on here that I don't think I think they're just going to steal the name for these guys, because they're like space villains, and I don't think that's what's happening here. They're like much more supernatural based things, and I don't think that's what we're getting. But so like, it's interesting because so many people have been talking about Hydro Man when they show this in Brazil. They're like, oh, Hydro Man's in the movie. We're getting Hydro Man. And we talked about that on the show, because all we had was reports on it. And then you see the Earth-based guy and you're like, oh, is that Sandman? Like, are they doing Sandman and Hydro Man and Mysterio? It's like, it's a lot of villains.
Yeah.
But so Tom Holland referred to them as the Elementals. I think none of them are there.
So what do you
They're
mean?
They're all illusions. Because now we can go to Mysterio popping up, bamfing in a cloud of smoke, like some next level Universal Studios actors, which is basically what we're getting. What do you think? So, like, let's just take a look at Jake Gyllenhaal here before we get into like my theories.
Yeah.
What do you think of his look?
Well, here's the thing. I was slightly concerned when he was cast, only because, I don't know, I was like, okay, I guess that's fine. I guess that works. I love him as an actor. I think he's super talented, but I just didn't see the two together. But just seeing him in his costume and, like, really bringing it, and honestly, he hasn't even aged at all.
Yeah.
Like, he's, the whole 10-year challenge, he looks exactly the same. But he really brings it. He adds, like, a lot of, I don't know what the word is. He's scary. He's scary, but it's all in his eyes, and he doesn't have to. Siri thought I was talking to her. He just is, and I think it looks really cool. I also like that when we first see him, it's nothing super crazy, and then the next shot that we get of him, he's in the fishbowl head, and I'm like, good. So we're getting all the things that we wanted.
Well, what I love here is like, and it goes to what Flash was saying at the end of the trailer. It's like Iron Man and Thor combined, and I think that's intentional, because Mysterio is a stuntman, like an effects guy. That's his character, is that he comes from movie making, So he understands an audience. And I think, like, the cape here, the design of it, it does absolutely look like Mysterio's comic book, like, cape and design. But it also is very evocative of Thor's cape in the MCU.
Yeah.
So I think what we're seeing here is, there is a little bit of a chest piece in the middle of his suit, the way that's built out and the way it structures, the, like, with the abs. There is a certain amount of Iron Man in that.
Yeah.
And I think what we're getting here, plus his, like, Mysterio rays, like, it sort of evokes a little bit of, with it, it has triangles instead of circles, but it's very evocative of Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that's
And I
true.
Think what we've gotten, and, like, these all line up with the comics too, so it's not 100% that, but I think what we're, and this is where my theories start to come in, I think what we're going to get from Mysterio's plotline is that he has seen all of these heroes, like, on TV, seen what they can do, like, oh, so that's how they do that, and he wants to be a hero.
Yes.
He wants to, like, and that's why we see him saving the day. He's fighting this elemental monster, so he creates a scenario in which he can save the day by creating these elementals,
mm-hmm.
and then uses his effects and, like, and all that to mimic what he sees, what people believe is a hero, which is the cape of Thor, the metal of Iron Man, and these, like, powers of Doctor Strange. Yeah. And he creates his own hero moments until Spider-Man comes in and is going to ruin it all.
Mm-hmm.
Screw it up. And then, of course, he becomes, that's how we turn him into a villain.
Yeah.
But so that's what I mean when I say I feel like the movie's, like, there. Because that seems, no, if you don't know who Mysterio is, you're like, who's this other guy fighting to save the day?
Yeah.
But for comic book fans who know Mysterio, I feel like I know what the storyline is going to be. But that being said, that storyline sounds awesome.
It does. Well, and it kind of reminds me of The Incredibles, the first one, Syndrome. So I feel like, you know, he wants to be part of this whole, like, superhero world that he's just trying to mimic them. But I think his concept of good is skewed.
Yeah. Well, he's doing it, but for selfish reasons, which totally makes sense.
For him, yeah.
I'm curious, you guys in the chat, what do you think? Do you think that there is more to this story than what I'm describing? Or do you think, like, I hope that I could, and I'm wrong, and there's more to it. But, like, do you think that they've shown their hand? Or do you think that that's more or less what we're going to get?
Yeah, see, I know a lot of people are also concerned about the whole fishbowl and him being in it possibly the whole time. But we've seen him with it and without it. I think they're going to have a nice balance of the two.
Yeah. I think he's going to treat it like sort of like an Iron Man. We're going to see it sort of like Iron Man.
Yeah.
Where Iron Man in the comics has the helmet up most of the time. But in the movies, it's down most of the time. One, for effects budget reasons. And two, because it's much more fun. It's nicer on screen to see a person talking. I think we're going to see him much more with his head exposed. Mm-hmm. Than with the fishbowl. Even though in the comics, you feel like he's, like, always in the fishbowl.
Yeah.
He looks good. Like, this looks great.
I'm glad that they gave a nod to the comics by having him in a fishbowl.
Oh, you got it.
Even in the trailer, though.
You can't do Mysterio without the fishbowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not concerned that they've given away too much. I'm not. I trust them, and... Yeah, I mean, Homecoming did give away too much in the trailer, but I think there's some twists that we don't know about. And if it happens to be exactly how you described it, then it'll be a surprise, because if we're not expecting it to be exactly
then
like you
Sony,
said...
Sony, let me write Spider-Man 3.
Put it out there. Put it out there. It's going to happen.
What home thing could be in 3? I liked somebody posted, I don't know who this one, so I'm sorry, I can't attribute it, but Spider-Man Home for the Holidays, a Christmas movie.
Guys, make it happen. Vote below. And if you like that idea, make sure to give this video a thumbs up.
I see Michael B thinks Marvel is tricking us. I hope so.
Yeah.
I trust Marvel. I don't trust Sony.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be fine.
There any other parts that you, or chat, if you have others too, any other parts of the trailer that really stood out to you?
First, Zeno Hour says, I think there's more to the story. Mysterio using illusions is way too obvious. I wouldn't be surprised if there's another big bad. Ivan Soto says, I like the Peter and MJ stuff. Talk about that. So, I mean, we got a little bit of that. I think just to see them exploring that would be cute. I mean, it's adorable in the trailer. We got a little peek of that at the
Homecoming. Peter Parker and Mary Jane Watson. I don't think there's a lot there.
I don't know. What? They're going to be together or something?
No, their banter is adorable. I think that they're playing really well off each other. I know this is a departure from the Mary Jane, from the MJ that people are used to, and people have been resistant to that. It's different, but
what, like her knowing or her being younger? Oh, sorry, never mind. I got confused with Aunt May. Sorry, I was reading something in the chat and I was like Aunt May, but yes.
Just like. Her character is different, like beyond physical stuff. Like, I don't care about that in the slightest. She behaves differently than the Mary Jane that we know from the comics or the Kirsten Dunst adaptation, which the Kirsten Dunst is much more in line with the comic one. Mm-hmm. So, like, I get that it's different than the one that you grew up with that you're used to, but this is fresh. This is new. I'm excited to see how their dynamic plays out.
See, a lot of people in the chat are saying that that's not MJ. That's her name is Michelle. So what does that mean?
I don't care.
I
mean that in the sense that, like, it doesn't bother me. It's MJ of this universe. They're not gonna have
Michelle J.
They're not gonna have Michelle J. And then we're gonna meet Mary Jane later.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen Spider-Verse. Go see Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. Know that there are different versions of the Spider-Man story, and everyone is unique and everyone is great. And in this universe, MJ is named Michelle instead of Mary.
Well, and speaking
of... Doesn't matter.
Well, Spider-Verse, I think that, you know, the way that Homecoming ended, we saw that Aunt May was, you know, she found out that Peter is Spider-Man. So I really like that now we're getting that, just like we did in Spider-Verse. And I'm curious to see how that's gonna, you know, really unfold. And then just seeing Happy and Aunt May together.
So I gotta get on my ship and train.
Do it.
Do you ship Aunt May and Happy Hogan?
Yeah, why do you say it like that?
It's so freaking cute. It's when I say sentences like that, I'm just like, man, comic books are such a big thing that I've said that's out loud to people.
Yeah.
Like statements like that that make me giggle.
Yeah.
Do you ship them?
I ship it
Chat,
hard.
Do you ship them?
I ship it really, really hard. I think that was a cute way to start off the trailer. And I'm curious because if Peter's going to be in Europe, then that gives... Aunt May and Happy maybe sometime alone.
Oh, Peter's so uncomfortable with it because it's basically like his uncle.
Yeah.
And his aunt. It's weird to show. It's like if your uncle started dating your mom, but they weren't related.
It's like a because like he a thinks
because Tony is like a father figure.
Yeah.
Happy is Tony's like. Good friend. Now I get why it would be a weird dynamic for Peter to have to navigate.
Yeah, but people are saying in the chat, Happy May.
Happy May.
Happy May.
Yeah,
but that's a cute ship name. Let's make it happen. # Happy May. Done.
I like both of these characters. Both of these characters are cute. This dynamic makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, if Happy Home comes. Peter Parker's stepdad.
Oh, crap. I'd be so into that. When I'm curious to see exactly where we're going to see that relationship, because they're getting like all flirty in the trailer, but how far, you know, has this been, how long has this been happening? What stage? How much do we see? How far does it go?
I would bet it's a rom-com for me. It'll be towards the end of the movie. Peter comes back from Venice, all these crazy adventures. He's just like, He falls down on his bed, falls asleep, gets up in the morning, and then Happy is out there in a robe.
Making pancakes.
And it's just like, hey, sport, what?
Oh,
and then
gosh.
We cut out of the movie on that. Or it's a post-credit sequence where we see Happy in a robe in Peter and Aunt May's apartment.
Ooh.
That's what I'm banking on.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how much we're gonna see.
I think it'll be a little bit. It'll be this little thread that like we sort of pick up and at the beginning, and then we don't see the progression of it, but we see the result.
Nah, give me progression, please. Come on. Yeah,
Amy wants that Aunt May rom-com movie.
I do.
Oh, when I say that out loud, I want that. Give me that.
So write it. Someone write it. Okay, let's make it happen, and then send it to us, and then we'll have it.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah.
All right. This is a lot of fun. I can talk about Spider-Man all episode, but there is other news to talk about. So did the chat have any other last thoughts on the trailer?
Not necessarily. Just talking about shipping.
Yeah. Thank you. I love talking about shipping. It's almost like I do it every week. Shipping pod on Twitter. Ships in the night. Anyway, got a plug. Let's move on to our next topic. Captain Marvel got some new posters.
Oh my gosh.
Set the internet ablaze, and let's look through them. Like, the first set is like, that's cool. These are good posters.
That's cool. Just like that, I was like,
out so many great Captain Marvel posters that, like, seeing Carol on one looking great is like old news to me, because Carol looks great, and she looks great in all the posters they put out for her. Monica Rambeau, or that's not Monica Rambeau, that's her mom. I believe. But either way, check. You got a Rambo, and you got Jude Law probably playing Mar-Vell. We still don't know for sure. I still think he's Mar-Vell. You don't get Jude Law for a movie. I think he's playing Mar-Vell, and this is my theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's playing Mar-Vell, but also he's playing a Kree who is undercover as Mar-Vell.
It's Maria.
Maria Rambeau, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
her mom, not Monica, but Maria. I was right. I just couldn't remember her mom's name. And then we get some more posters. We've got
Gemma Chan as Minerva.
Kree names are so fun and stupid.
Min
dash Irva.
I'm gonna be like A dash me.
That would be like that. Would that, be a Kree name?
Okay. Yeah.
Zach. It would be like Zach-Ree, like for Zachary.
Zachary
would be my Kree name.
Oh, that'd be cool.
We should
change our handles, our Twitter handles
to Kree names. Oh, God. That might be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, then we got Ben Mendelsohn.
Oh, yeah.
As Talos, who is like, he's Ben Mendelsohn playing villainous Kree. Or not Kree, Skrull.
Yeah.
Did I say Kree or Skrull about Mar-Vell? Either way, meant to say Skrull. Ben Mendelsohn is a Skrull.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Annette Bening, right? In the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got excited because I'm like, this is that guy that, like, the Ben Mendelsohn is a great villainous actor.
Oh,
he's
gosh.
Just always a dick. But this last set is where all the fun is here. So we got young Nick Fury. That's great. But we got Agent Coulson with some hair. Always love seeing my boy Coulson. And then the internet is so excited about this Goose poster.
This needs to be my freaking wallpaper and everything.
I think you probably buy these posters.
Yeah.
But yeah, Goose the cat or potentially alien.
You know, can we just take a moment and really give a shout out to Cats Making a Way in the cinema and in, you know, Sabrina. So in Netflix world as well, you know, we got Salem and now we have
I won't
Goose.
Be satisfied until Salem talks and gets snarky.
Yeah.
That's my Salem.
Different versions of Sabrina.
Hashtag not my Salem. I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. But yeah, Goose looks
what a stunner.
Goose looks great. It's so funny because a lot of movies put out these character posters, but I couldn't. But when was the last time you saw just like a house cat on a character poster?
I should actually make one of my cat.
A lot of people were. I saw some people like requesting like, Marvel, can you make like an app where we could put our cats into?
Can we make
Goose
it happen
poster?
Though? Like, let's do it.
But yeah, so just a couple months. Until we get to finally see that movie.
Yeah, and even less than 2 months.
Less than 2 months.
Yeah, and then we have freaking Endgame late April. So we've got March, April, and then July.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Oh, that's a good year.
But then we don't have anything until, who knows?
Well, they've booked dates. Marvel has like dates that they're like, we're doing a movie here. And I don't, but I think that's it for 2019.
That's sad.
But like, you won't get more in 2020. I'm sorry, Amy. I'm sorry, you're only getting three movies this year.
Yeah, I wish I got five. Whatever.
Then in July, you'll get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back.
True.
And then probably at the end of the year, we'll be getting, and we'll get into some stuff on this more, but you'll be getting Loki.
Okay, yeah.
And so, like, you got plenty to look forward to.
All right, I guess I'll make it through.
Yeah. And we might have even more crazy stuff down the road for those mystery movies, including possibly Young Avengers.
Yeah.
Which I think I went out of order on my sheet here. I'm sorry. There is a Young Avengers movie rumored to be in development behind the scenes at Marvel. And this has to be, even the rumors is just a script that Marvel has ordered to be written, which they do all the time. So if you've seen this rumor, probably somebody at Marvel's like, maybe we do a Young Avengers in like 8 years. So what they would do is they would bring in writers, sometimes unknowns or people that they just want to try out. And they're like, write a Young Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here are your stipulations. Write this movie and let's see what it looks like. And then they can look at the script and be like, this is great. We should make this. Or they look at the script and be like, this isn't really something that we need to invest more time in development in.
Mm-hmm.
So like, shelve it and move on. But that would, because Marvel has the money to do this, they can just pump out these ideas, see if they work on paper, and then spend the money to actually do art, bring in casting, and like all this stuff. So the rumored lineup, and this is from We Got This Covered, is the source. They were also sourced for another crazy rumor this week that like seems unlikely, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
Yeah.
The rumored lineup is Hawkeye, Kate Bishop Hawkeye, Hulkling, Iron Lad, Iron Lad is a young version of Kang the Conqueror.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's tons of implications if they bring him in. Patriot, Wiccan, Stature. Stature is Cassie Lang. She starts to use pin particles and grow and all that stuff. And Vision, like Paul Bettany Vision in some form. So there's a lot to unpack right there. There's so much information. So Kate Bishop Hawkeye, there was casting for Endgame. Oh, who was it? The young woman that got cast in Endgame. Get who, what her name,
what
is
role?
Unknown role, but the two rumors were Cassie Lang and Kate Bishop.
Okay.
Or the main rumor was a slightly older Cassie Lang.
Yeah,
I looked at her and thought, that's not Cassie Lang, that's Kate Bishop.
Oh, Kath,
that was
Langford.
My yes.
Yeah.
I looked at when she was cast, my initial thought was Kate Bishop.
Yes.
I didn't think Cassie Lang. I don't think that adds up for what Scott's story is, to bring to age up Cassie that way, as much as like getting Stature and doing like superhero Cassie would be fun.
Yeah, because you could really go into that. Yeah.
I don't buy that. What I do buy is Kate Bishop coming in and being introduced in Endgame to set up a Hawkeye movie or Disney Plus series.
Mm-hmm.
Where we get like Hawkeye loses an eye or goes completely blind and starts training Kate Bishop. All about it.
Mm-hmm.
Blind Hawkeye running around training Kate Bishop. Like, that's a dope show. I want to see that. And then we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But what do you... So, Amy, what do you... With all of that information that I just dropped on everybody...
Yeah.
Are you excited about this? Do you think it has any possibility of hitting the screens anytime within the next decade?
Yes, and yes. Yes, I'm excited. Yes, I do think it can be in the movies, in the cinemas within
Young
10
Avengers,
years.
I feel like we need... I feel like there's another Avengers movie before this ever happens.
Yes. Well, I feel like it'd have to pass the torch a little bit because we're all used to, you know, Cap, Iron Man. We got Spider-Man, like, kind of recently, if you think about it. So we would need to kind of transition that a little bit easier. And not necessarily say bye or pass the torch, but just kind of be like, hey, look, we're going to tag team with them a little bit. You know?
To me, this screams of... to me, that like I, either like the thing that I would jump on is the fact that they put Iron Lad in there, this young Kang the Conqueror character, and I've heard there's been rumors about a Kang being a villain in Marvel for a while now. Maybe less so now that you've got the Fox rights all back, so you've like Galactus is now back on the table, and like all and like Super Skrulls are back on the table now that you can do not just Skrulls though, like in Captain Marvel, but you can do Super Skrulls and Secret Invasion and all of that stuff is possible. Super Skrulls, for anybody who is like, what are you talking about? There's certain Skrulls, and the Super Skrull is one particular one who can not just mimic, not just look like you, but also mimic powers. So, like, take power sets. So, and, like, multiple ones at one time. So, it was a Fantastic Four villain who could, like, take on all of their abilities at once.
That kind of reminds me of iZombie, but yes.
But Kang the Conqueror is a strong villain and a great Avengers villain who, like, because they didn't have all these bigger name ones like Galactus, Kang was always, like, this great, oh, we could go to Kang after... Infinity War, after you deal with Thanos, like, then a time-traveling villain who's coming to, like, fix his timeline by screwing up ours and hurting our villains to our heroes to save his future. And, like, so if that's part of this and we jump this movie, like, into, like, 200 years in the future, that could be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think, but, like, I don't know how you do this, like, in our timeline. And jumping into the future is so messy.
Well, and especially when you... Like, everyone already just, you know, we're all attached to these characters. So, if you jump into the future, then what does that mean coming back after that? Like, do you want to just stay in the future? What about, like, do you want to just jump around then, bring them back
to us? And does it lower threat in the modern timeline is the big thing for me. Because if we know that these characters exist 200 years in the future, then we know that a Secret Invasion story is not going to end in the world being taken over by Skrulls.
Although, it could, because if it's a different timeline...
And like there actually Agents were some I read some theories this week that's like, oh, what if the snap just created an alternate universe and now there's two timelines and then like Spider-Man's in his own timeline. And it's just like they will never do that with the MCU because that's some comic book confusing nonsense, and you need the general movement going public who've already been good enough to grasp that this is all in the same universe. And now with Spider-Man, you got Venom over here. It's just like, keep it as simple as possible. Yeah. One universe. Let's get back to one.
MCU.
But, okay, let's keep going through this stuff.
Yeah.
Black Widow rumors. From Charles Murphy at the Hashtag Show is the one who's breaking this. That Black Widow might be rated R. The first Marvel... Marvel Cinematic Universe movie to go for an R rating. What do you think?
That makes me really freaking excited. I think... I know that there's a lot of concerns with a lot of people when there's a PG-13 rating to something that you feel like should be kind of violent, you know? And it's like, oh, boo, we're not going to get it as violent as we want it. But I think the Marvel Cinematic Universe has proven that they can make really amazing things, really dark things too, with a PG-13 rating. But with that being said, Black Widow is already extremely, like, violent. Like, the stuff that she has to do sometimes is pretty intense.
Yeah.
So for them to be like, you know, we may go into the R rating, then you know it's going to be like, whoa. That's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, Black Widow has the possibility to be in that, like, that Max storyline kind of thing. Like, to go into those more dark comics. This, like, it does line up with, like, stuff like Bob Iger has talked about that, like, they're not opposed to doing R-rated movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because they believe they can communicate that effectively to their audience. My business instinct tells me that Black Widow will not be the first R-rated Disney Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Because this character has been so established in the PG-13 world, and because there are, unfortunately, not that many female heroes in the Marvel universe. Like, yes, we got Captain Marvel coming, and that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But to take... Black Widow is now a character who is, like, there are so many toys. You can meet Black Widow at Disneyland. Like, yeah. And I don't know... And the only reasons to make Black Widow rated R is... you don't need to go gory with her.
No.
There's plenty of violence in PG-13 world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need blood, which is the only reason the violence would push into R. You don't need swearing. You could work around that. So the only real reason that I could see... the only reason I could see Black Widow really pushing that R rating would be because... sexpionage stuff.
Oh, really?
Which is in line with that character. Like, this is a character who has been trained by terrible people,
mm-hmm,
and abused. And maybe it's that. Maybe it's the abuse that they're trying to that pushes that R rating. As I say this, I'm thinking about this as I talk. So maybe it's that. Maybe it's that. Like, seeing what they do to children is what keeps it R rating. Because she was terribly abused. That's Black Widow's storyline. She did terrible things. But, like, I could also see it where it's like, leaning into that, well, she has to use, like, I hate that. It sounds so messed up what to say to, but, like, sex is a weapon, which, like, I don't mean that in the shitty way, but in the way of, like, she's a spy. The same way that James Bond uses sex as a weapon, Black Widow would. And how much of that do you show? Mm-hmm. What lines do you let the character cross? And that's where I could see it, like, pushing into more into the R area. But again, this is a character that's at Disneyland.
Yeah.
So I think that I would... So while this is a great property to do as R, I don't think Disney would do it.
Let us know what you think. I know some people were like, no, don't make it an R. Some people were saying, well, yeah, I mean, you can. And then it would... They think it would be because of the violence. Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to see.
I mean, we've seen people get beat up so badly in PG-13 movies. Like, do you need the blood to really sell that? Not really. And that's the difference between R and PG-13.
But see, I wonder if there are people out there that maybe, if they saw that Black Widow was rated R, they'd be like, oh, wow, like, this is going to get really dark. And maybe they would think of it in a different way. Because, you know, there's probably people out there, crazy thought, that don't like comic book movies. So if
those
they
people
see,
don't exist.
Yeah, the limit does not exist. Yeah, I feel like maybe those people would be like, well, I don't know, maybe they're doing, you know, a darker tone with this, and maybe they would like that.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, let us know what you think. If, you know, if it is going to be rated R, would you watch it? Because that's another thing. Some people don't like watching rated R films.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. Let's hit that TV time button. It's TV time on Marvel Movie News.
Marvel Movie News. We're talking TV time.
I always pretend to have a fake microphone, but it's right here. There's a real one.
Okay. Tom, real quick. Tom Hiddleston had said some stuff about Loki. What he said was, I think I posted something about this. It's very exciting. I cannot say much about it, I'm afraid. Time will tell.
Wow. So much that he revealed, I can't even take it. Let's dissect every little thing.
I just know people were talking about it, so I wanted to like be like, yeah, Tom Hiddleston acknowledged that he's in this movie.
Yeah.
Or in this series. Still don't know if it'll be mainly him, if we're getting young Loki, if we're getting... past Loki, like young as in reincarnated Loki.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I want to see. I want to see young reincarnated Loki.
I just want to see Tom Hiddleston, so I'm going to be happy either way.
Well, that would mean that you wouldn't see Tom Hiddleston as much. You would see him in, like, prologue stuff and, like, some other things.
No, stop.
Maybe flashbacks.
I don't know. I was watching a little part of... Well, actually, no. Well, it was on in the background. Endgame. Infinity War was on in the background, and I have to look away every single time Loki dies. It hurts my soul. So If we get any more Loki stories, even, you know, if we're going back in time, anything, any more Loki, I'm here for it. And I know there's plenty of people that are.
Yeah. Who knows? Mm-hmm. All right. More Disney Plus rumors. So many rumors about shows that are on the table. And like, because the internet, you can't keep track of what's real and what's not. The internet's full of rumors. But the current rumors that we're seeing this week, and there's some big ones. So let's start with what we know.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're getting Vision and the Scarlet Witch.
Yes.
We're getting Loki.
Mm-hmm.
We are more than likely getting Falcon and the Winter Soldier, although that one has not been officially confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they've officially announced a writer. They technically haven't said Vision of the Scarlet Witch is happening in like a press release, but they've hired writers and showrunners and stuff for that
show. It's official in our minds.
Yeah. It's just like, it's that key difference between like, we're developing this, we're working on it, versus like, hey, general audience, we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Which Loki is like general audience. Like everyone, want everyone to know when you subscribe to Disney Plus, you're getting Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Vision of the Scarlet Witch is people who are paying attention know that we're working on this, but we'll let you know when you can expect it or if it's really going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There are rumors of a Hawkeye series, which we were talking about earlier. The theory is that it would be with Kate Bishop and mm-hmm. it would be a mentor, pass the torch role,
mm-hmm.
Based on Ronin and all this stuff. And that's great. I would love to see a Hawkeye and Kate Bishop Hawkeye series.
Mm-hmm.
But the deeper rumors are that we could get, this is where it starts to get crazy and you're like, all right, we're pushing some boundaries here. So I've seen rumors this week for Moon Knight, which I love Moon Knight. I want to see Moon Knight.
Wasn't that going to be a film?
There were rumors of it as a Netflix series.
As a Netflix series.
Because Moon Knight was the logical, Moon Knight always seemed the logical next character to hit the Netflix series because he's a street level hero who's very violent and like dirty, and you could do a lot of things with that darker world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about a Moon Knight Disney Plus series. That feels too clean, based on like what we know about what Disney Plus is going to look like. But this list that I'm looking at right now has Rocket and Groot as a potential series, which sounds expensive as hell, but definitely a great way to get people to subscribe.
Kids and adults alike.
Agent 13 is listed. You're just trying to make me squirm with this one. Somebody said a prequel Hank Pym story. You're trying to break me at this point.
I think my only concern with all of this is there's so many rumors, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, like, was that the rest of the list? Or is there more?
Well, there's one giant one, and this one was separate as its own, like, rumor, which, again, was from We Got This Covered, that supposedly Marvel is developing a TV series of X-Men for Disney Plus. Which is interesting.
Mm.
Now, technically, Fox has not, the Fox Disney deal is not done.
Mm-hmm.
It's approved by certain things, but like it's still like in process. Disney does not own Fox right now. They will very, very soon. So there's some antitrust questions. However, this is a TV series, which Disney still has the rights to TV series, as far as I understand, regardless of the Fox deal. They always did. That's why they had to give approval for Fox to do Legion and The Gifted.
Yeah.
So they could be developing this in the background. So do you think original lineup of X-Men? We get the classic. We get Professor Xavier, Cyclops, Beast, Iceman, Angel, Jean Grey. Whatever that version looks like to you, like we just get those guys as a TV series.
You know, I think we all have a very interesting relationship with the X-Men at this point, whether you've read the comics, seen the show, like everything. And I'm just curious. I think some of us have been burned and some of us are just like, whoa, yes, more X-Men. So I'm just curious. And there are so many rumors that now I'm like, there are some people that are like, what, Rocket and Groot, or, you know, a Hank Pym story. Like, there's so many things that I know a lot of people would latch onto. The thing is, like, how many of those would actually happen? How good would they be? How many, you know, episodes would we see?
Yeah.
It's certainly interesting. But do let us know in the comments below, out of all of those rumored things, which ones, you know, excite you the most.
Yeah. Or which ones do you want there to be?
Yeah. Yeah.
What could there be? All right. Last Hulk story of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me more Hulk. More Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A Hank Pym prequel series. I only don't want them to do it because I want to do it. Like, that's so my dream thing to make. Do it now. Make.
Write it and then be like, hey, so I heard.
I want to make this. A comedy series that's a romantic story of the early days of Hank and Janet. That's my dream project.
I would watch it.
Last story of the day.
Don't you forget about me.
Well played. Mm-hmm. Well played. Anthony Michael Hall is coming to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I am so excited.
No word on who he could possibly be playing. I think it's supposed this is supposed to be this season, so he's already shot out what his story is. If all the rumors that I've read are correct, or mm-hmm. all the stuff that so. Do you have any ideas who we could be playing? Okay. I have zero idea.
Well, first we have to figure out, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
I mean, I have no idea.
No, like, you have to pick now and you have to stick to that.
Both, he's a Skrull.
No, you have to pick. Good guy or bad guy?
Literally is my prediction. Both, that he's playing two characters. He's playing a good guy who is then impersonated by a Skrull.
That's not fair.
But I don't know who. I mean, he could be playing the president, because they must have been an election by now, or the president got snapped.
I think he's a bad guy, no matter what. I think he's a bad guy. Okay. And I don't know what he's doing, though. I really have no idea. And, like, do we really know what's going to happen with Coulson, though?
We don't. So the idea at the... So spoilers for last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. At the end of last season, Coulson was like walking off literally into the sunset of Tahiti to die.
With Aunt May. No, with just Agent May.
Yeah. Agent May wasn't going to die, but Coulson was going to die.
Yeah.
That was where... That was just like his character was deteriorating because of all the Kree DNA and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. So he was going to die. With the show getting an unexpected renewal, who knows? There's like literally no one knows. Clark Gregg has been on set, but he's directing episodes, so you can't claim that him being on set is because he's working there. Like he was directing episodes while he was still on the show, and now he's there as a director, regardless of whether he's on the cast or not. Mm-hmm. Who knows? So Anthony Michael Hall could be a new S.H.I.E.L.D. liaison with the government.
That's what I'm thinking. Because
we've lost all of our liaisons before. We keep killing them off.
You know?
It's a
dangerous job.
One of them was a superhero who then died because of a alternate reality, Jason Mara. One of them turned into Graviton, which was... Yes. But so, cool. So I don't know who Anthony Michael Hall could be. I assume it's a short stint. Because usually these kind of casting rumors are, I don't know. He's such a flexible actor and such a good actor. Like, he could literally be doing anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't fit a type that I would necessarily say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is definitely doing. But because I assume they're going to be cleaning up pieces from both Captain Marvel and Endgame, my instinct tells me Skrull.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the chat are thinking that he'll be the big bad of season 6.
Could be cool.
So, we'll see.
Again, Skrulls. I think with Captain Marvel and the... I think... Skrulls. Although Skrulls. We have already sort of done that, like, are you really who you are?
With the framework.
On S.H.I.E.L.D. So, I don't know if we want to go back into that.
Fits. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, maybe not. Maybe not.
Misfits.
I would probably have more theories if I knew it was going to happen in Endgame. All right. Mm-hmm. We have run out of time, guys, here on Marvel Movie News, and I want to make sure I give Amy a couple minutes.
Yes.
Amy.
Yes.
Tell them.
Yeah.
Break our hearts.
I will try not to break your hearts, guys. But don't worry, we still got some time together. I do want to say that my last show will be next week next Thursday. Yes. So I have an amazing opportunity. A new job just came my way. So I will be unable to be here after next week. But guys, it's been a blast. It's been so cool. You know, it's been amazing to be able to, you know, let my freak flag fly and to really get to nerd out with you guys. You guys have been so sweet. And again, I will be here next week. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up. It's really been an honor to be here and to go from, you know, here and the couch and everywhere. And just to talk with all of you guys, you've really just been so, so kind. So I will see you next week for my final show here on Marvel.
And it doesn't mean
we'll
never see Amy again, just not regularly.
Not regularly. And I will try to pop in, you know.
And we're working on who will be replacing Amy. Not replacing, just taking her, literally just sitting in her seat.
Sitting right here.
I'll be here with you guys for the foreseeable future. And we'll let you know. I think hopefully we should have stuff more in lockdown by next week, but it's too early to say anything for certain.
Yeah, you guys will just have to watch.
Yeah, you'll just have to tune in or just check Twitter because we'll probably announce it there too.
Yep.
But Amy, it's been great hosting you, but we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys next week. I'm Zach Wilson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @ZachWilson.
You guys can find me on all social media at AmyCassandraMTZ. Also on YouTube. Guys, come follow me on there. Subscribe because I nerd out there even more.
So all right, guys. This has been Marvel Movie News. Thanks for geeking out with us.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.